All right, we're live in New York City in the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. So 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Don't forget, we're going to be in Vegas on the week of January 29th for, of course, the Super Bowl, which is February 4th. We're hosting the Big Game Bash at the D Casino on Fremont Street. And, of course, the downtown Las Vegas Event Center is where the actual bash happens, right across the street from the D, literally out the front door. You go across the street and you're there at this bash. It really is something else, unequaled. I've never seen a party bigger than this in my life. It is amazing. They got indoor-outdoor seating. They got an outdoor event going on with, just food out the ying. Booth set up. I mean, booze and bars set up. Like, you can't even imagine how much action there is. And then they got like a 100-foot LED screen set up. It's amazing. The thing's enormous. And you can watch the game right there outside. You're just partying and puffing. There's just no stopping you. And it's legal. And then they have an indoor tent action that is glorious with screens, literally giant TV monitors wrapped around the entire tent. It's like one of these giant party tents. Mavi, have you ever seen anything like it, that indoor tent bash?
I have not. It's like an airport hangar in there.
And then they have like a central bar in the middle of it that is literally the size of Tacoma. And there are just people up there lined up partying and getting drinks, shots and beers. You name it, they got it going on. Believe it or not, William Hill is involved in this entire venture as well with basically betting kiosks set up all over the D. You can walk across the street and get action on the game, in-game betting. You can use your mobile app, the William Hill mobile app. It's all happening. We're going to be there with 1140, our great affiliate in Vegas, our boy Tracy Teagarden and Briggs and Stratton, David Briggs. We're all stoked. We're excited. Carver High's been doing calisthenics. He's down 8 pounds. He's been drinking water, and he's just been doing calisthenics, working hard, getting ready for the trip, getting new blazers. We're ready. We're fired up. 5 live shows at the View Bar, second floor at the D. Our home away from home in Las Vegas. We'll see you out in Las Vegas. Call and get a room. I don't know what you're waiting for. If there's a problem, there's several places down on Fremont Street you can look into, the Golden Gate, et cetera, if you're having a problem getting a room. But call the D right now and set it up. At least come out for the weekend, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the game. You will have the time of your life, I promise you. A lot of my friends come out and hook up with us at the D. It's insane. It really is cool. I have a lot of friends that show up there and mooch off of me.
And there's no way that you wouldn't be having the time of your life if you're out there. And if you are having a problem with that, just come find me when you're there. And we'll change that.
If you're having a problem having fun, then Mr. Fun himself, Carver High, will be ready to go out with you and Gambling Kenny and make sure that we reverse those fortunes that you have. And I just know this sidebar. Carver High has been saving his nickels. He's been rubbing together nickels, saving money for his gambling fund.
That's under the table. We don't talk about that.
Oh, Michael, never reveal your source of how much money you're bringing to Las Vegas. Your wife will be so upset with you, and there could be all kinds of ramifications.
Under the table. We don't talk about that.
All right, get ready, 1140 in Vegas. We're coming. Pharrell and Carver High. Mafia is very jealous, very angry. Then again, he gets sick a lot. He probably gets sick going to Vegas. Anyway, what else? We have a podcast that people love. It's because they pass out every night before we're going on the air, and they miss the show, so they get the podcast on Twitter, at OnTheBenchCBS and at Scott Pharrell. After every show and the next day as well, we post it on that very site, the Twitter, at OnTheBenchCBS and at Scott Pharrell. So there you go. If you're having a problem getting your friends to hear the show because they don't have an affiliate, a station, that's what that is, an affiliate, then just listen on the radio.com app. It's free. Download it, and you get CBS Sports Radio right on there. It's great. And also the CBS Sports app streams the show. That's also free, CBS Sports app. If you scroll down in all their options, like all the sports and everything and all the They literally have every sport in the world on there. And then at the bottom, they have the CBS Sports Radio. There's these headphones. You'll see them. That's the logo for the radio network. And you just click that, and you can hear the network 7 days a week, 365. Also, we're on Apple Music. Just search CBS Sports Radio. You can even stream the show on CBSSportsRadio.com. We also have a Facebook page, Facebook.com/PharrellOnTheBench, an Instagram page, OnTheBenchCBS, and Snapchat, PharrellOnBench, PharrellOnBench. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L. That's how you spell it. Don't forget to get the I Am Scott Pharrell app in the App Store free. I think you'll love the app. It's badass. It's got everything on there, including Pharrellovision, a chat room, my picks, PharrellOnTheBench.com, all of it, our daily fantasy rosters. Everything's on there. Videos on there. It's just sick. It's got all the tweets on there. It's literally Shangri-La. Get it? The I Am Scott Pharrell app, free in the App Store. Download it now. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Brandon in Massachusetts on the Hub. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, how's it going?
What's going on?
Because regardless of the fact whether you believe or disbelieve this hit piece that came out, Brady Belichick Kraft, I mean, you can't deny that the fact that Brady's popularity has been questioned over the past couple weeks in New England. I mean, if you're a sensible Pats fan, you got to be out there just telling the guy to shut his trap and go play football. He's trotting around like he's a god, which he already had. Everyone in New England loved the guy. Like, he's trying to sell himself, follow my diet, Brady versus time. If you watch that thing, it didn't choke on your own breath at that point. Like, you know what I'm saying? The guy just needs to go out and play football, and we already love him. Like, he's kind of hurting his own brand at this point as much as he's trying to promote it.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that. I don't know if I believe that, actually. I see where you're coming from, that you're sick of it. I get it. First of all, there's no stopping people criticizing him or saying that they're feuding and fighting and Belichick and Kraft and Brady. I mean, it never ends because they are who they are, and they're the best, and they win rings, and they're the top of the heap. They are on the mountaintop, the kings of the castle, so they get the coverage. If it were the 49ers, they would be getting it, the Cowboys, the Steelers. It doesn't matter. If you're the champ, you get knocked around, abused, accused, you name it. Everybody gets it. If you're on top, they tear you down. All they're doing is trying to tear him down. I don't believe that his silly Tom versus Time documentary is affecting his ability on the football field at all. I'm sure that, you know, here's a simple thing. If you don't like it, don't watch it. If you watched it, then you're the sucker. And then as far as his health and book and diet and his workouts, what do you give a rat's ass what he eats or how he works out? Like, really? Do you sit around and worry about your neighbor, how they're going to the gym and what they're doing in their little 90-minute workout or their 60 or 30-minute workout or their yoga or their basketball? I mean, it's almost probably as bad as me telling you my basketball game stories. No one wants to hear it. No one cares about Tom Brady's workouts. And he, let's face facts, he eats like a femme to begin with. I mean, what is he, yogurt and granolas and stuff? I mean, fish, whatever. I eat whatever I want. Did we not just eat meatballs, chicken, and pork all in the same schmeal? Did that offend somebody? I'm sure that offended somebody that we were eating pork. And how about chicken? Does that make people mad, the chicken? What about meatballs? Are they mad I'm eating animals? Are they mad I'm eating pasta? Are they mad at Carver High drinking Tito's, drinking beers? Are they mad at Mafia smoking fatties? I mean, are they mad at us for what next, Mafia? I can't keep track of it. I don't care what Tom Brady does. I really don't. I don't give, you know, two shacks what he does. Call the show. I'm taking your calls now. If you ever wanted to get on the air with me, now's your chance. 855-212-4227. Why would you not be on the air with me right now calling and talking about these playoff games? Gambling heavily. What is the problem? You go to bed too early there. I mean, honest to God, what are you doing with your life? Is she ordering you around that much? Larry in Columbia, South Carolina.
How you doing, Scott?
Hey.
All right, dude. All right. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I didn't even really watch any of the season until maybe once the playoffs were determined, because it was such a killjoy with all the BS at the beginning of the year, and we don't need to get into that. But, you know, quite frankly, what the Patriots have done, okay, they've done a lot and so forth, but if you kind of twist the clock back a little bit.
I don't know about all that. Did you get that? There you go. Thanks. Here's a note to our sponsors and all those and the children and families. Let's try to refrain from all the profanity and abusive language, because what we do is we erase it. Just so you know, I'm just going to give a little heads up to everybody. You want to call in and be repulsive and foul-mouthed, don't waste your time. Don't even waste your time trying. And also, we're just going to eradicate you. So it really is unfortunate that you had to ruin everyone's late evening by being abusive and calling people filthy, foul-mouthed, and dirty language names, which I loved every minute of, by the way. I thought it was great what you called him, Tom Brady. But we can't have it here on the Archdiocese Network. We cannot have that on the Vatican hotline. Mafia jumped out of his chair there, as usual, with the massive dive toward the dump button to eradicate you from the face of the earth. All right. There you go. Mafia, very abusive language. We just can't have it.
It's terrible, terrible. Talking some class here on the radio,
just,
please.
You know, some just the misbehaving flagrance.
This program is intended for a mature audience. Audience discretion is advised.
Go figure. We get all of this nonsense, and then it happens, and then it just breaks down the community. You know what the problem is. All right, so back to the football. Le'Veon Bell is right about one thing, not about his contract, not about sitting out, not about retiring, not about franchise tags. It's that the first time they played the Jags, they did not stick to the game plan. They did not run the ball. They did not pound the ball against a defense that early in the season in October was the league's worst rush defense. They did improve to finish 21st out of 32 teams in stopping the run. But Bell thinks the Steelers will win Sunday if they pound the ball. He said, we got behind the eight ball when we played him the first time. We gave him two touchdowns. We didn't stick to the game plan. We started playing catch up a little bit, so we couldn't run the ball as much. We'll see how the game goes. We want to be balanced. We want to beat these guys with run, play action, drop back passing, whatever it takes. Keep them off balance. So if you neglect the run against the Jags, it could be a mistake. Jags have an excellent defense across the board. They've had some issues against good running teams. In games when the Jaguars surrender 100 yards or more, they were 4-5. In games where they held opponents to 99 yards or fewer, they were 7-1. Do you think, Mafia, that Bell will have a big day running the ball against the Jaguars or not?
As long as he doesn't get banged up and sit out half the game like he's done in the playoffs before, I think he will. I think they know that what they have to do is attack, you know, run it up the middle. Maybe get him on a little, you know, little flare outs, fall in the middle of the zone defense and find him there for a couple yards and let him do his magic there in the open field. They know they got to use him more. I mean, of course, they want to try to get it to Brown and Schuster and those other guys, but the key to the game is going to be Le'Veon Bell for sure.
So there you go. Greg in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, how you doing?
What's up, bro?
Long time listener. I haven't called in the first time.
Cool, man.
I love Brady in the past, but the whole Brady situation with Belichick around and everything is ridiculous. They made the whole thing up. I don't believe any of it. It's all a media, basically.
Yeah, I get it. They drummed it up. I can live with that.
But there's no way that anybody gives a crap about anybody, about what Brady does. I'm a Pats fan, and I don't really care what he does in his personal life. All I care about is his football situation on the field.
Fair enough. That's all you should care about. Like I said, who cares what he does off the field? If I'm a Pats fan, all I care about is wins and rings. That's it. And you guys have mastered that. What do you care what he does at his homes, with his wife, with his kids, any more than you could care less what your neighbor's doing? No one knows what anyone's doing down the street, even though everybody's always yapping their mouths about what everybody's doing. Nobody care. I could care less what anyone's doing. I really, honestly. Least of all Tom Brady or anybody else. Do you think I sit around? I'm not one of these freaks that sits around stalking professional athletes and having to know every single thing that they're doing or watching them when they go out or where they go, who they go with. I could care less what any of them do. I don't sit around watching TMZ to see where pro athletes are having dinner. Thanks. That's great. That's great what they do. Their whole bit, their whole Hollywood celebrity stalking, whatever the hell they're doing, that's all great. Congratulations. They're great at it. They're good at it. They're the best at it. They break good stories and everything else. I just don't care. I don't care what nightclubs they go to. I don't care who they're sleeping with. I really don't. That's just me. I just want him to, perform on Sunday. That's it. If I'm a fan, if I'm a hardcore fan of the Pats, I just want to see what he does on Sundays. I don't even care what he drives. I don't care any of that. I just want to see wins. That's it. If you're obsessed with the Patriots, I would think winning Super Bowl titles is all that you care about, in all honesty.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So Saturday, you got Atlanta, Philly, then Tennessee, New England, and then Sunday, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, the early game, late afternoon, New Orleans, and Minnesota. Get my snags at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Tomorrow night in the NBA, New York at Minnesota, college hoops Saturday, North Carolina at Notre Dame, Miami at Clemson, Michigan at Michigan State at the Breslin and East Lansing. Those are the best games. NHL tomorrow night, Winnipeg, first place. Playing at Chicago. Could they lose two straight at home? Minnesota beat them this week. PharrellOnTheBench.com has every pick for every game, every sport, every day, including UFC this Sunday night. A little fight night action going on. Boxing, we always give you that. Daily fantasy rosters. You're going to love PharrellOnTheBench.com. Remember, it's spelled F as in football, E-R-R-A-L-L. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. So Chris Hogan and Kyle Van Noy are taking off the Pats injury report, meaning they're good to go for Saturday. James White, Rex Burkhead, Alan Branch, all questionable. There's a story I saw today. Is Tom Brady finally getting old? Do you think that that's happening now, Carver High? Are you buying into the fact that he's getting old, finally?
How is that possible with the training regimen that he's on with Guerrero and the book and everything? How could that be true? There's no way that he's getting old.
He's never getting old, and then he's got Tom versus time. He's winning that battle.
He's going to play to 45, just like he told everybody. He's going to play to 45.
But he eats better than all of us. But his last five games of the regular season were mediocre. They went 4-1, but he has posted a passer rating of 81-6, 17th best in the NFL, and his yards per attempt in that span were 6.95, 15th best in the league. He's also been far worse in touchdowns to interceptions, going from 26-3 in his first 11 games to an unusual for him 6-5. Is it at all possible that it's happening now before our very eyes?
Well, I guess there are some moments this year where you could say maybe he looked like he was getting old, but the guy still probably is going to win the MVP this year. I mean, he didn't have a terrible year. I saw that article reference 2014 Peyton Manning a little bit in it, and the year before Manning.
He won a Super Bowl when he played his worst,
right,
Manning.
Right. He's not at that level yet, I don't think. Not even close. So
he was the same way that year. Great in the first 11 games and then fell off a cliff.
Yeah, but he... The cliff that he fell off is Brady did not fall off like that.
They're comparing him to Manning falling off a cliff now.
Not yet. He has not done that yet. No.
Manning was also banged up that year too. There's the game he set out the game against the Pats and Osweiler won it. Set out the last couple games, I believe. So that's completely different.
So you don't believe Mavia that he's getting old?
I mean, obviously he's getting old. The guy's over 40. Everyone, in the NFL, he's ancient. But he hasn't had a huge drop off to where I think, okay, it's over. Maybe he has to hang it up next year.
Do you think Giselle will leave him?
No.
All right. For a younger man?
I mean, if she's willing, I'm willing as well.
You're available, but you're sick right now. This may not be an opportune time to hook up with you.
Probably not.
Let's go to Chip in Wisconsin.
Hey, Pharrell, I'll value your opinion on this question I got for you here. You remember Spygate and New England got in trouble for it, even though everybody else was doing it, but they were just so more bold and open about it, so they got in trouble about it, okay? And this whole thing with Aaron Rodgers and the injured reserve, and now it seems like they're kind of changing the rule and they're not going to have to release him. How is it any different if all the other teams do this, but they just did it more boldly and openly, just like New England? How are they any different?
All right, so wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You're believing this story about that Aaron Rodgers is going to have to be released. Why is it again that he has to be released?
Because the rules state if you're an injury reserve and you come back,
right,
and there's not a new injury and you go back to injury reserve, when you become healthy, you have to be released.
Right. So you think he'll be released?
No. And I'm hearing they're trying to change the rules so they don't have to release him. And I'm wondering, why is it so different for Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers? Is it a money thing? What is it?
I have no idea, because he's special, and Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers get special treatment, and everyone else falls underneath them, and they don't matter. That's the best I can give you. They're not going to do anything to Aaron Rodgers. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that they actually had to release him and that he just went to another team because of that rule? Can you imagine what would happen? And Green Bay would literally, I believe, fall off the face of the earth. Those people would literally, honestly, stop eating cheese and drinking milk. And they would all become scavengers and what are those things that everybody, zombies. They'd all become zombies and walk around eating each other. I mean it. If Aaron Rodgers left Green Bay, people would eat each other. They'd be cannibals. They could film a TV show there. The entire, remember they used to ride to the training camp on bicycles? Now they would just walk around the parking lot eating each other. Full on. Can you imagine? Aaron Rodgers has left the Packers because of a small rule that was stipulated in all of the contracts in the league, and he's broken that rule, therefore he'll have to leave the Packers forever. Play for the Browns. And how about this Kirk Cousins story that he's going to go play for the Browns? I wouldn't even want to play for the Browns if I was a professional quarterback and literally couldn't get a job. I still wouldn't want to play for them. I'd rather be unemployed than play for them, honestly. I'd rather have no paycheck than play for that crappy team. I'm serious. Have you ever seen anything like, and don't blame me, Cleveland, your football team sucks. Blame yourselves, okay? But it's so bad there, honestly. The stench coming out of that football organization is so bad. I'm done listening to that coach of theirs, too, making proclamations. Can you imagine this guy? We're going to win a championship. Shut up. Just shut up. You shouldn't even be allowed to talk. You're so awful.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Talk about taking the night off, man. The Spurs just absolutely laid down, or another way of saying it in Spanish, they completely bent over for the Lakers at Staples. You got to be kidding me, right? Like, what is the lineup they have on the floor right now? Some redheaded guy I've never heard of? Seriously, are you seeing this?
This is what kills me about, honestly, the regular season in the NBA.
It's such a
because,
joke.
Let's be honest here. Now, we didn't watch much of this game. It's been on in front of us.
I've had it on.
But I can tell you how this game went. The Spurs basically came out and said, this game really doesn't matter to us, so who cares? I don't know how much their main guys played, if they played that much at all. They said, we're mailing this one in.
We're taking the night off,
we're
going to get paid.
We're taking the night off, and we're going to get, not only that, we're going to rest, guys, whatever they did. This is the problem right here tonight, because there's no way that the Lakers should smack around the Spurs any night of the week in any building. San Antonio,
ever.
L.A., neutral site, doesn't matter. The Spurs would beat the Lakers every time. They handed them the game tonight.
They literally threw the game. They just didn't even try. And I don't even know what is going on. Like, I don't even know one player on the floor. I mean, it is unbelievable how badly they just threw that game. I mean, at least Popovich, for once in your life, come out and say it. We threw the game. We absolutely didn't play. We didn't try. We didn't do anything. He's telling Luke Walton right now after the game, I just gave you this one. I handed you this one. He's laughing right now. Going,
He's laughing.
We just want everyone to, we fooled everyone into believing this was an actual game that they paid to see. We gave you this one tonight. And how about the Lakers? They celebrated like they just won an NBA championship. It's hilarious.
He's patting him on the back saying, I hope that one gets LeVar off you for a while.
Yeah. They're terrible. I don't care what anybody says. Like, they won this game, but they're terrible. That team's terrible. Right? What did they win? What did they lose before? 9 in a row? They're terrible. All right, 855-212-4227. Trevor and Charlotte.
Hey, Pharrell.
Hey.
Hey, I was just wondering what your thoughts were on the Norv Turner signing with the Carolina.
He got the offensive coordinator gig. Well, I think there's a lot going on there. One, they're going to have a new owner. You wonder how long that'll last. The new owner probably won't care that Norv Turner's the offensive coordinator. I heard a lot of people say it takes too much time to develop that kind of rapport with a quarterback, especially like a star quarterback that, like, obviously Cam Newton believes he is. He's a superstar. He's so hot and cold. He's so, you never know which guy's going to show up. You have no idea week to week which Cam Newton's going to show up, do you? But I still think he's loaded with talent. My guess is, this is just me on the outside looking in, thinking I only think he probably barely listens to Ron Rivera. I wouldn't think he listens to anyone else. He beats to his own drum, and I think Norv Turner will have a hard time dealing with him. I honestly don't believe that the kid listens to anybody. I think he thinks he's, you know, the hot plate of food. He's just the man. He doesn't take advice or listen to anybody. I honestly believe that. Do you, Trevor? What do you think?
Sometimes it feels that way, but it's just one of those things where it's just, I wish Cam would have worked on his mechanics, but I know that he's already been in the league for so long, so probably that's never going to happen. So I'm just looking to see how they're going to...
What's wrong with his mechanics? I'll tell you what's wrong with his mechanics is they couldn't beat the Saints this year. They lost to him 3 times. That was their mechanical breakdown right there. That was the team that did him in. That was the end of their season, too, right? They lost to him in the playoffs. They couldn't beat him. Then they had to play him, lost to him again. That was the problem. Carver, how do you think Norv Turner will coach Cam Newton and that the kid will listen to him?
You would like to think so. Cam does kind of seem like he's out on his own, you know, based on how he talks to the media. But, I mean, Norv Turner is a guy very respected in the league for decades. You would think that he'd come in and sit down with Cam and say, listen, this is what we're going to do. We're obviously running everything around you, and it would work out. I mean,
well, don't you think they have enough talent to win divisions and win playoff games? I do.
Obviously, they have the quarterback. I don't know if they have, you know, I think that they've done a lot with not as much as other teams the last few years.
Did you think McCaffrey panned out?
I thought he had moments. I think there's still more to go.
He's got a lot of work to do.
But he had moments this year. I mean, that touchdown that he caught last week, and he blitzed, you know, he burned everybody on that touchdown against the Saints last week.
Do you think Olsen's still a badass?
No, I think Olsen's getting to the end. I think Olsen's starting to think about life after football, TV, doing things like that.
There you go. Kevin in Massachusetts on the Hub 98.5. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, love the show, brother.
Thanks, dude.
I just wanted to say a little thing about Brady. I think I wouldn't be surprised if you see at the end of the season he goes in to have surgery on the throwing hand or something. It just seems like every single game there's probably 5 or 6 throws that you look at it and you're like, what the heck is he doing? He's far off, not just where he's off a little bit. He's far off, you know? And I don't know. I think that's something that'll probably end up happening, and we'll see.
Well,
I
think most people think that that he'll never stop being great, and that it'll never happen to Tom Brady, and that they're selling Tom versus time. They actually are going to try to sell you that he's going to beat Father Time and win that battle. And as we all know, I thought we'd learned our lesson by now, haven't we, Carver High? That Father Time is undefeated. Eventually, he's going to fall off. And maybe it's already happening before your very eyes. But no one's willing to admit that. They just think that every single year, he'll win the Super Bowl. And that every single year, no matter what, if they're down 25 at the half in the Super Bowl, he'll still come back and win because he's Tom.
He's the greatest of all time.
Just the greatest ever.
One day.
He's never.
It is going to end.
He'll never age.
It's going to be years from now.
He eats asparagus.
But it is going to end.
He eats asparagus. He'll never age.
This will not last forever.
He is just above and beyond. God loves him more than all of us. You know, they said that God loved everyone, but not more than Tom Brady. That's for sure. Gino in Boston, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Gino. You lose. You wait around. I'm screaming your name. You lose. Andy in Boston.
Hey, Pharrell, first time, long time.
What's going on, bro?
Want to piggyback on the last caller, but just thinking about it, is this really a game that we can look at as a competitive game on Saturday? Because they call me a Patriots homer. I read Shaughnessy, and I've seen the March of the Tomato Cans the last couple of years. But if you look at it, Belichick is going to take away your number one no matter what, whether it's the Steelers, it's Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown, but they're still going to take away the number one. So even if it's per se a competitive game, they're still going to take away their number one weapon. So
did you feel that in the game at Heinz Field that they took away the number one in the game, or did you think, because I didn't see that, actually. I just thought it was a great game, and I thought, you know what happened. Pittsburgh scored. They said it wasn't a touchdown, and the Patriots walked out of there with a nice steal win. And you really thought they took away something from the Steelers?
I didn't, and there are games that are aberrations, but if you think about it, I mean, the even if the ball doesn't survive the ground, it doesn't matter what team you're playing or what game it is. It depends on what the booth calls, but I just think with the Titans, there's not going to be a play against the Patriots with the bend and don't break defense that Marcus Mariota is going to throw a touchdown off of a defender and catch it and jump into the end zone.
Well, I think the Patriots are better than the Titans if they were playing this game the first week of September, or if they're playing it the second week of January in the playoffs. They're just better than them, and that's all there is to it. And we all know what happens when they get a bye into a divisional semi. We know what happens. Like, this is not some kind of secret, is it? They win. They win big, and then they go to the conference championship game, and then they'll play at Gillette, and they'll get every call, and then they'll win and go to the Super Bowl. That's what happens. So unless something shocking happens and the whole world tilts on its axis, you would think it's inevitable that they're going to do the exact same thing again this weekend, Saturday night, that they'll take out the Titans and they'll have, you know, their way with them and do whatever they want and they'll win the game easily. Alex in Milwaukee.
Mr. Pharrell.
Hey.
I have listened to you for years. This is my first time ever calling in.
Cool.
Man, you have kept me tight in the game. You're one of the reasons I keep coming back. But thank you very much, first off.
Sweet.
And, yeah, I heard a little chatter about some Rodgers stuff. Is that fake news people are throwing out there? Or, you know, I know Brady and it gets preferential treatment, and me being a big Packers fan, I'll be the first to say Rodgers and Mr. Hollywood gets treated like royalty and all that. But if any of that were true, you know, more people on Sundays would be putting beer in their cereal, putting them dumb cheese hats on, and just sitting on out there, their big beer bellies, crying, we want Rodgers back.
Yeah, listen, nothing's happening to Aaron Rodgers. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Seriously, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. He's not going anywhere. You got to be kidding me. What's next? I just can't even believe that we're talking about this. Aaron Rodgers is, you know what? Let me tell you something. He's not playing this weekend, is he? Boom. End of story. He'll be playing for the Packers next year. Know that. They should fix their defense and not worry about him so much. And then protect him a little bit better. Don't let big, giant, 350-pound guys land on his shoulders and break his collarbones. You know what I mean? I really think that's the key to that team. You keep him on the field, keep him healthy, good things happen. If he gets injured, your season's over. You saw what happened when Hundley ran a team. He ran him into the ground. And that's all there is to it. I mean, he had his moments, but not enough of them. Believe me, you. We got another hour to go. Taking your calls. How far will the Eagles advance? Do you think it'll be Falcons, Pats in the Super Bowl? We'll tell you more about that Philly-Atlanta game. Bears hire Mark Helfrich. Richard Sherman's mad again. When isn't he mad? We'll tell you more about the London games and if anyone cares about football in London.